Good day, Bermuda. This is your Inter-Island Communications News Brief brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. And I'm Maya Palacio. Police are investigating an armed robbery that occurred at Robinson's Marina in Somerset on October the 24th, where a suspect brandished a machete, entered the service station, and demanded money. A police spokesperson said shortly after 6:30 a.m. on Thursday, October the 24th, police received a report of a robbery at the service station located at Robinson's Marina in Somerset. The staff complied and handed over a quantity of cash. The suspect took the cash and made good their escape along Somerset Bridge, headed in the direction of Hog Bay Park. The suspect was approximately 6 feet tall, of slim build, dressed in dark-colored clothing, wearing white sneakers and a full-face helmet. An investigation into the incident is now underway, and anyone with information is asked to contact Detective Constable Patricia Jeffers on 515-2439. In other news, around 3:45 p.m. on Thursday, October 24th, police received several reports of a swimmer in distress on the public side of Elbow Beach. Officers were informed that the swimmer, a 44-year-old male, had gone underwater and wasn't seen for a period of time. The male, a guest worker from the Philippines, subsequently resurfaced and was seen unresponsive in the water. When they arrived, officers found that members of the public had retrieved the male from the water and brought him onto the beach, where life-saving measures had commenced. EMTs arrived shortly thereafter and continued life-saving efforts as the male was transported by ambulance to the hospital. At last check, he continued to receive treatment. Anyone with information on the incident is asked to call the Maine Police number at 295-0011. Meanwhile, $17.7 million. That's what the KPMG Economic Impact Report for the 2023 Butterfield Bermuda Championship says was contributed to Bermuda's economy. A spokesperson said that the Bermuda Tourism Authority has released the Economic Impact Report for the Butterfield Bermuda Championship. The annual report, commissioned by the BTA, provides a detailed assessment of the return on investment from the tournament's sponsorship. The 2023 results represent an incremental increase from 2022's $17 million. And in your sports-related news, coming from Island Stats, Bermuda's pickleballers have picked up more medals on day two of the International Pickleball Tournament in Lima, Peru. Bermuda would win 3 gold, 1 silver, and 3 bronze medals. And that's your Inter-Island Communications News Brief. It's brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. I'm Maya Palacio. Please drive safely, Bermuda.